Good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn as well. Of course, special shout out to those of you listening on the Teach Better Talk podcast. We are so excited to invite back friend Kim with her new book. It's out officially. I know we interviewed Kim a few weeks ago, right before the book came out, and this is going to be a special opportunity to really celebrate the work being done. And even if you're not going to go pick up the book, you can still benefit from the information inside, and we'll be sharing a ton. So stick with us. Good morning. It is April 18th. I cannot believe it. Kim Strobel's in the house. Kim, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Ray. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yes, you were just on a few weeks ago. Now we have you back because we were talking about your book. It was not out yet, and now it's officially out. How does it feel?
Well, I think, Ray, the fact that I have it in my hands, here's what I'm thinking. I want to give you this big, beautiful answer, but what this means is that the editing team is never coming back again and saying, Kim, you now have the 72 revisions to make.
Yes, exactly. That might be, we could talk about the publishing process a lot. The editing is always a tricky one. And I know our friends in the comments will have lots of questions. I know we have a bunch of aspiring authors here, or even people who have written books. And if you've written a book, you know that the editing team is a stressor.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, you know, it just took me 10 years to bring this to fruition because I just didn't believe in myself as a writer. You know, like I knew I had ideas and stories to tell, but I really, as somebody who coaches people on mindset, I had like a lot of blocks that kept coming up for me. And so I think the beauty of that is, gosh, you know what? If you just have to just keep chipping away at it, you know, and it's like, thank goodness I didn't give up on my dream, because I'm going to tell you, Ray, many, many, many times I just said it's not my skill set. I just can't do it.
I totally get it. I'm so excited that this is a finished product, something that people can go and grab on Amazon and all over to enjoy. We'll definitely be giving you all those details. Kim, as we get into this conversation, people are going to be excited about the book. I know we already had our community excited even before it was out. Will you tell us a little bit about where they can access the book first and foremost?
Yeah, the best place probably is Amazon. That's the best place to find it. I will say that we've been getting, which is, I think, such a cool idea. So if you order, I believe it's 10 or 15 at a time, instead of like $23.95, it's $15. And so we have schools who are doing it for Teacher Appreciation Week. They're gifting all their employees the Teach Happy book, and they're getting them for $15 a copy. So I was like, that's a fantastic idea. Cause like we're going into summer, like how do we really refuel ourselves and get ourselves in that right mindset so that when we do come back, like we can have a year that feels a little more ease and peaceful to us, you know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Drop in the comments. I think books is a great gift for anyone to be gifting teachers. It's a great start to kind of like a gift that keeps on giving. So I love that mindset. And with the discount, who doesn't love a good discount?
Yeah, I'm the queen of sales, Ray. So
sign me up. So now that the book's out, I know many people were excited. If you missed Kim on a few weeks ago talking about the book, we will give you the whole synopsis. Kim, tell us a little bit about what they can expect out of this book.
Yeah, well, you know, one of my most popular keynotes is The Science of Happiness, which is about how do we really create more happiness in our lives, even though we serve in one of the most demanding, overwhelming professions. And when I say we, I mean they, right? Because I'm no longer in the walls of a classroom. And so, yes, I was a fourth grade teacher and I was a curriculum director. But I honestly can say, Ray, that I think since I stepped out of the classroom, 8 years ago or out of the school, I mean, those demands have just really increased even more so. And so for me, this was like, okay, I get it, right? The education system at times can feel completely out of control. And I see that people are really suffering under the weight of it, even though this is what they feel called to do, this is what they want to do. And so the book really offers that blueprint or that path for saying, okay, we might not be able to control the pieces of this system and the expectations that are placed upon us, but what we can do is kind of shift over to where our power really is, and our power really is within ourselves. And so it's up to us to make these teeny tiny, just small little tweaks, little tiny steps, little happiness habits that end up really creating this path of ease and peace and feeling much better in all parts of our lives, not just in our teaching career, but you know, it's that idea. I mean, I believe that we, you know, as a teacher, I always wanted to show up and be the best I could be for my students. But too many times I entered that classroom already defeated before I walked in the door myself and not having what I needed to really be there for them. And so I've had to learn to shift the focus on fueling me first, you know?
Well, and I think that educators are constantly going through this reflection on how to do this work better. And I know that your book is going to help them really see how to get into this work more successfully and like efficient and effective ways, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I always say that most teachers, most of us are kind of type A perfectionistic in nature. Ray, I don't know if you identified yourself as that, but Ray's got this big old smile on her face right now.
I have to say, I am more than I'm willing to admit, but I'm sure people on our team would be like, yes.
Yes, that's our Ray. And I think that too many times I kind of walked out of the doors of the school with my head hung low, and I kind of beat myself up for the things that I didn't do very well. And now what I've come to understand is that I believe that perfectionism is the lowest standard that we can hold ourselves to. Mm-hmm. Because when we hold ourselves to the standard of perfectionism, which you'll know this, Ray, your whole team knows this. You guys are very well-versed in trauma, but that's actually a trauma response, right? Mm-hmm. Perfectionism is a trauma response that is used to protect ourselves from feeling uncomfortableness and making sure that we stay safe. But the issue is that we get in our own way. And for me, so many times, you know, I would walk out the door feeling completely defeated and just had to make sure that I had all my T's crossed and all my I's dotted and ready to go again the next day, even if it meant I had to sacrifice other parts of my life, which didn't feel good. And so now Kim Strobel has learned that perfectionism is the lowest standard we can hold ourselves to, because it keeps us, or we miss out on so many other parts of our lives that are actually even more valuable to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's going to be so wonderful. I'm sure that you've already had people reaching out to you who have grabbed the book and have gone through the pages and given you feedback. How has it been officially having this out and accessible for teachers? And what's the feedback been like?
Well, I got so excited this weekend. We were rated number one bestseller on Amazon. So that was on day three, Ray. And I just couldn't believe it. I was super excited. You know, one of the people that's majorly in my corner is Dave Burgess. He's just been that guy who just stands behind everybody, and George Curls too. And, you know, so when Dave wrote on the back of my book that, that he doesn't currently have a life coach, but if he was going to hire one, he'd hire Kim Strobel. I was like, oh, I love that. I love that. And you know what, Ray, I don't have all this figured out. I am a happiness coach, but I'm not a happiness guru. I'm a practitioner. I'm taking all the mountains that I continue to have to climb and all the ones I fall right back down and saying, all right, you know, we know what to do, but are you going to do it, Kim? You know what to do. Are you going to do it? You know, and I get myself out of the gutter a little quicker than I used to.
I love it. You know, friends, we are going to head into our team talk segment. I want you all to consider picking up Kim's book. In our next segment, we are going to dive into Kim as an author, the process, answering those questions in case you are thinking about writing a book yourself. We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. We are featuring new author Kim, who has a wonderful book out. We want you to all go pick up. I loved her idea of picking it up for Teacher Appreciation Week. That's coming up here the second week of May. So that might be a perfect grab for either yourself, a teacher friend, or your staff. As we dive into our Team Talk segment, I know many of you have questions about potentially becoming an author. And Kim, you just did it. So talk us through what this process was like. I know so many educators in the comments or listening to the podcast enjoy educational content. I mean, we're here right now, but can they put it out there? And what type of content does that look like? Obviously, there's many different ways to put out content these days. And writing a book is something that many educators do aspire to do at some point in their life. Do you mind giving us some tips and tricks along how your journey was?
Yeah. And I think it can feel, you know, really overwhelming. And like I said, I just had so much doubt. I mean, I don't consider myself a prolific writer. What I do consider myself a prolific speaker. And that was one of the things that really helped me is when George Curl said, Kim, take what you're teaching day in and day out, you speak it and just reverse engineer it into words. And so that really helped me because if you say, okay, Kim, just sit down and I want you to write a chapter on wellness, I would be like, I don't even know where to start. So I started to reverse engineer that because that is my zone of genius. That's what I am good at. And that really helped me. The other thing, Ray, I'll be completely honest, is again, I was lucky in that Dave and George did reach out to me because somebody had heard me speak and they said, I want you to write a book. And I know how incredibly lucky I got, but I also know that those guys, I think, take like 10 new books a year. So you submit a book proposal to them and everything is worthy of, you know, going after and submitting a proposal. I mean, and then for me, I was like, okay, so I have to do this rough draft and I have to turn it in to Impress. And even that felt overwhelming because again, I was like, I don't know, like I'm the visionary. I'm not the detailed person. I'm not going to go in and clean everything up and make sure it flows perfectly and read it 17 times. That's just not who I am. It's not how I operate. And so I actually hired my really good friend, Mary Robertson, who was my former superintendent, who now owns Bauer Consulting, and her daughter, Zosha, who has a degree in creative writing. And I said, look, I can pop this down into chapters. I can write it, but like, can you go in and clean it up for me? And I know that the publishers normally do that, but I just didn't even feel confident enough sending it to them without another set of eyes on it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to me, that was my secret sauce. That was like that innovative idea, like, okay, Strobel, you can do this because you have a couple buffers in between you and the publisher.
Well, absolutely. It can be so stressful to click that send button and have somebody who you care deeply of their opinion see your work. And I'm sure many educators, whether you've written a book or not, know what that feeling is like. You don't, you know, the moment you kind of turn something in you're proud of, if you're really proud of it, there's some vulnerability in there. You really just want to cross your fingers and hope they like it. And you don't want to hear anything else. And so having somebody kind of be that buffer that proofreads the email before you send it, you know, so to speak, allows you to know that like, okay, I got some eyes on it. It got cleaned up a little bit. And now I can be really proud of it. Not only in the way that I want it to be seen, but in a way that everyone can see it. I think that's such a great strategy and good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then it was off and I'm gonna tell you, it took like 6 months of lots of revisions. I mean, even though Mary and Zosha are amazing. And I felt like, wow, they're going to be so impressed. I'm not even sure they're going to want to clean this up much. And then Mary's like, oh, you wait and see. And so again, these people at the reading list, which is the people who George and Dave hire out to kind of take it then through the rest of the process, you know, they know what a reader writes. And I mean, they cut out a ton of stuff, right? They like chop, 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 chop. Because they're seeing it through a reader's eyes. And, you know, I even like, for me, it's like, you know what? I think like this is the right size too. If we would have kept what Kim Strobel had in there, it probably would have been twice as big. And so I appreciated that they had like, okay, this is what we know readers like. So we're going to cut out this, but I need you to tell me a little bit more here. And boy, those revisions just kept coming back. And honestly, Ray, and then having to cite everything, I was like, I mean, I did it, but like, I will say there's just as much work after you submit it as there is getting the rough draft together.
Isn't that so disappointing? I it's so funny you say that. I felt the same way. I'm like, oh, you're finally like, you click submit and you're like, okay, my draft has been sent. Yes. And there's this moment of celebration. And then you don't realize that the journey has only just begun.
Oh yeah. It was easier to birth my 9-pound baby boy, Ray, than it was to bring this baby into fruition.
Well, I'm so proud of you, Kim, for the work that you've done. Remind us again about the title and where we can grab it.
Yeah. That title is Teach Happy, Small Steps to Big Joy. And Amazon is a great place to find it.
I love it. Friends, make sure you go grab that book. And of course, if you have any books that you really love, feel free to give them shout outs in the comments. We love to grab good books to put on our bookshelf. And then any ideas for Teacher Appreciation Week that we have not touched on. Everyone's always looking for good ideas. So I'm going to suggest books, Kim. I think that was a great suggestion that you had. But anyone else, if you have anything you want to throw in the comments for other people to enjoy, that's a really great way to celebrate our community here in just a few weeks. Kim, thanks so much for popping on the show again to celebrate your big accomplishment.
Thank you, Ray. I really appreciate you and the Teach Better team. You guys are great. Keep going.
So fun. Everyone else, have an amazing rest of your day. We'll see you soon. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.